Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Erevin. We're going to do Lamed Beis, and Be'ezus Hashem, also Lamed Gimel. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Israel Young, Yisrael Chaim ben Avram Chaim Halevi. All the Neshamas we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We begin with the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Omud Beis. The Mishnah begins, Nisano Be'ilon, if the person were to place his Erev Tchumim in a tree, L'malam Me'asar Tvachim, more than 10 Tvachim, above the ground. So he's placing it in the tree at a height of at least 10 tefachim above the ground. So that now is not a Rishus HaRabim anymore. That is by definition Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaRabim only goes up till 10 tefachim. This is assuming the tree is in a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara will have a discussion, where is this tree located? So the Mishnah tells us in this situation, Ein Eruvo Erev. He's not going to be able to go and access that food on Shabbos, therefore it's not considered edible, and therefore it's not going to be a good Erev. Ein Eruv Erev, the Gemara will explain exactly what the circumstances of the case are, so we can understand why it's not a good Erev. However, the Mishnah says, L'matame Yasar Tvachim, if the Erev is in the tree, on the tree, less than 10 Tvachim above the ground, so then it is a valid Erev. Eruvo Erev, and he can use this as his Mokum Shvisa, this will become his focal point. Gemara again will explain what the circumstances are. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says a totally different case, Nesona Bebar. If you put it into a pit, however, so then the depth of the pit is irrelevant. Afilu Omok Mea Amma, even though the pit may be 100 Amma deep, even though the equivalent high would make that into a Rishus that's different than the tree, the depth of the pit is irrelevant, even though it's 100 Amma deep, Eruvo Erev, this is a good Erev, and the Gemara again will explain this as well. We start off and we ask the following, Yosef Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, these three Tamidei Chachomim, these three Amoraim, Rechia Bar Abba, Viravasi, and Virova Bar Nosim, were all sitting together and learning. The Yosef Rav Nachman Gabayu, and then Rav Nachman came along and sat with them as well. And the first three Amoraim were saying, V'yosvei, V'kamri, they were sitting and they were learning, and they said, Hi Elon, this tree in our Mishnah, D'koi Hecha, where exactly is this tree in our Mishnah located? Two possibilities. It's in a Rishus HaYochid, or it's in a Rishus HaRabin. So the Gemara says, they asked as follows, if you're going to tell me the koi b'rishus hayochid, if this tree is in somebody's private area and it's in a rishus hayochid, so then the whole tree is a rishus hayochid. Mali lamala, mali lamata. What difference does it make where in the tree it is? If it's more than 10 tefachim or less than 10 tefachim, what difference does it make? It's all a rishus hayochid. And this food that's in an area that is a rishus hayochid can be moved to another area within the same rishus hayochid, so it would be accessible. We'll address the fact that it's on a tree, how you'll have to go move it on a tree. We'll address that question a little bit later on. So obviously, it doesn't make any difference if this tree was situated in Rishus HaYochid, whether the area that you put on this tree was above or below 10 Tvachim. Rishus HaYochid, Ola Ad L'Rakia. As opposed to Rishus HaRabim, which stops at 10 Tvachim high, Rishus HaYochid goes all the way up to the sky. And therefore, if this tree in the Mishnah was situated in Rishus HaYochid, it wouldn't make any sense that it should make a difference whether the Erev was placed more than 10 Tvachim in the tree or lower than 10 Tvachim in the tree. So therefore, these three Amoraim said, Elo, you know what the case in our Mishnah is, Dekoi Rishus HaRabim. We're talking about this tree is inside a Rishus HaRabim. So, in other words, this tree is going to be a Rishus HaRabim itself up until 10 Tvachim in the tree. And above 10 Tvachim in the tree, it's no longer going to be a Rishus HaRabim. Now, those are the facts. Now the Gemara says, the miskavin lishbos hecha. This person, where did he intend to go and make his makum shvisa? Ilema, the miskavin lishbos lamala, if he wanted to go and have his makum shvisa in the same exact place where he put the Erev, in other words, if it's 10 tefachim above the ground, but that's where he also wanted his Shvisa to be. We'll leave for a second the fact, how was he able to get up into the tree? We'll ask that in a moment. But right now, if you're telling me that he and the Erev are in the same location, both above 10 tefachim, he labeled the sky of Lishbos Labala above 10 Tvachim, then Huva Eruv and Mokum Echadu. So they're both in the same place. So then what would be the problem? He's in the same place as his Eruv, and it should be a perfectly good Eruv. So then why would we say above 10 Tvachim, is it no good in the Mishnah? Elo, the only option is, Elo Niskavin Lishbos Lamata. He was intending his Mokum Shvisa to be at the base of the tree, at the bottom of the tree, and the Erev is above 10 Tvachim, so he is standing in Rishus HaRabim, but the Erev is in Rishus HaYochid, it's going to be inaccessible to him, and that's why above 10 Tvachim it's no good, but below 10 Tvachim, he and the Erev within the same Rishus, they're both in Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a problem. So that's the only way that these three Amoraim were able to explain the Mishnah, that it's talking about that the person wanted his Mokum Shvisa to be at the bottom of the tree, And the Erev itself is more than 10 tefachim up from the ground. So he's in the Rishus HaRabim, that's where the tree is located. And he is standing in the Rishus HaRabim. And the Erev is in the Rishus HaYachid, more than 10 tefachim above the ground. It's a Rishus HaYachid, and that's why it's inaccessible. And that's why if it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground, it's not an Erev. But if it's less than 10 tefachim above the ground, so he and the Erev within the same Rishus, albeit a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's accessible to him, and it would be a good Erev. That's how you explain the Mishnah. Gemara says, but the question that I've already alluded to, but he's using the tree. You're not allowed to take something from a tree. You may come to pull off a branch. So you're not allowed, me the Rabbanan, to go and use a tree. So even though he's in the same Rishus as the Erev, how can he go and take the item from the tree? So Gemara says, you're right. La'olam dekoy b'Rishus HaRabim. We are talking about exactly the scenario that you set up, that the tree is in the Rishus HaRabim. And his intention is to make his mokum shvis at the bottom of the tree. But if the Erev is above 10 tefachim, it's no good. But if the Erev is below 10 tefachim, it's good. But how can he get it from the tree? Because this is the opinion of Rabbi. This is a machlokas we alluded to the other day, where we said the Rabbanon disagree with this opinion of Rabbi. But here we hold, and this is how we paskin, in fact, like Rabbi. The Rabbi, the Omar, called Dover Shumi Shumishvus, anything that's only an Issa the Rabbanon. So during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, the rabbis didn't institute this gezeira. Lo gozru lo Ben HaShemashos. So the whole prohibition of using a tree is only a din derabbanan. You may come to pull off a branch. And therefore, this issa derabbanan only starts when it's Vadei Shabbos. During the Ben HaShemashos period of time, Rabbi holds that there is no such issa. So during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, which is when the Eruv Tuchumim takes effect, he could go up on the tree and take the Eruv from the tree. So if it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, so then it's in the same Rishus. It's Rishus HaRabim, just like he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim, and the only prohibition would be this Issa the Rabbanon of using the tree, which doesn't take effect during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. So at the start, when the Eruv Tumim takes effect, there is no prohibition. It's accessible to him. If it's above 10 tefachim, however, then it's an Issa Deraisa to bring from the Rishus HaYochid above 10 tefachim into the Rishus HaRabim below on the ground, and that takes effect even during the Ben HaShemashos. So that's why if it's above 10 tefachim, it's no good. If it's less than 10 tefachim, it's good, according to Rabbi, because it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan, which doesn't take effect during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. So he is in the Rishus of the same Rishus that is Erevin. They're both Rishus HaRabim, and the only problem is the Rabbanan of taking it from the tree, not a problem during the Ben HaShemashos period of time. That's how you have to understand the Mishnah. Now, remember, these three Amoraim were talking, and Rev Nachman was there. So Amalu Rev Nachman, Rev Nachman tells these three Amoraim, Yashukayach, Yashar, very good, 100% correct. The Chenar Shmuel, and Shmuel said the same. Now, some of the gears of the Chenar Shmuel, the Bach says, Yashar, in other words, correct. This is exactly the way you have to understand the Mishnah. Now, they asked him, Amulei, these three Amoraim asked Rev Nachman, Pasrisu Ba Kuli Hai, did you really look into this so well? You were just listening to us over here. We didn't realize that you had really looked into this so well. So Gemara says, Inunami hochi ko pasri bo. They had this whole discussion. So what is this question to Rav Nachman? Didn't you analyze this so well? They also analyzed it so well, so he was listening to them. So Gemara says, Elohochi amulei. This is what these three Amoraim said to Rav Nachman. Kovisu lebi Gemara. Has this been established as Gemara? In other words, is this the psak halacha on how to understand this Mishnah? So amulei. So Rav Nachman told me, yeah, and that is in fact correct. This is the proper way to understand the Mishnah. Alternatively, Itmanami, it was actually stated that Rav Nachman Beferish said this in the name of Shmuel. Not only did he say Yashakayach to these three Amoraim, and this is what Shmuel said, but Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman himself said in the name of Shmuel, Hocha B'ilan Homi B'Rishus HaRabim Maskin. The Mishnah is talking about a tree that was located in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's Gavoh Asav Roch Arabah. It has a height of at least 10 tefachim, and above that it's at least wide 4 tefachim, so above it is a Rishus HaYochid, and therefore, V'niskavin Lishbos L'mata, his intention was to make his Mokash Shvis at the base of the tree, at the bottom of the tree. And this goes in accord with Rabbi, the Rabbi Hidyomar, called Dover Shumi Shumi Shvus. If he were to put his Erev on the tree, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan to remove it from the bottom 10 tefachim of the tree because he's using the tree, but that's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And Rabbi holds, Lo Gozru Lev Ben HaShemashos. So this is exactly the same way the three Amoraim learned it. This is what Nachman said in the name of Shmuel is the proper way to learn the Mishnah. If it's above 10 tefachim, then it's an Issa D'Raisa because it's in a platform that is a Rishus HaYochid, and he's in the Rishus HaRabim at the base of the tree, so you can't move it there even during the Ben HaShemashos. That's why it's above 10 tefachim, it's no good. But if it's below 10 tefachim, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan using the tree. And that Issa D'Rabbanan doesn't take effect during the Ben HaShemashos, but the Erev takes effect at the start of the Ben HaShemashos. And therefore, at the start of the Ben HaShemashos, the Erev is accessible to him, it takes effect, and therefore, if it's below 10 tefachim, it is perfectly good. That's the way to learn the Mishnah. Rava adds one additional qualification. Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Shanu, we only learned in the Mishnah that if you were to place the Erev above 10 Tvachim, it's no good under the following circumstances. Ela Be'ila Na'omed Chutz Li'ibur Shalir. If this tree is in the Rishus HaRabim, outside the city limits. If it's outside the city limits, so then it's Rishus HaRabim and totally separate from the city, and therefore if he wants to put his Erev there, so then all of these dinah that we just said apply. If it's above 10 Tvachim, it's no good. If it's below 10 Tvachim, it's good because of the principle of Rebbe. However, Avol Ilana Omed B'Sochi Berushalir, if this tree is standing within the city limits and you want to make your Erev in this tree, then Afilu L'malami Asar, even if it's above 10 Tvachim, it is a valid Erev. Harei Zeh Erev. Aye, how come it's not a problem of it's in a Rishus HaYochid and you're standing in the Rishus HaRabim? The Moso Kiman Demaya Damo, because in this situation we say that the whole city is considered filled up. So we don't view the bottom of this tree, since it's in the city, as being a separate entity. We view it, the whole thing, as if it was filled up with dirt. Kiman Demaya Damya, as if it was totally filled up with dirt, and therefore it's as if the Erev on the top is also in the same Rishus as the person standing on the bottom. As Rashi explains, Kigon Shayir Besoch Apayim Amashal Iro. So this Erev here, the city, is within 2,000 amas where he wants to go and put it. So he puts the Erev in the city. But he wrote to Lelech Od Apayim, and he's using this city as a jumping point to go 2,000 amas beyond it. So Rashi continues, the next Rashi, Afilu Lamala Miyasora, Vuniskavi Lishbos Lamata, Eruv Erev. Even though the Erev is in the tree above 10 Tvachim, and he wants this Erev to be, the Mokum Shvisa, to be below 10 Tvachim at the bottom of the tree. We view the city, Mitoshi Mukafis, since it's enclosed by a wall, the Eino Magula, and it's not open. So we view this in Halacha, Chazin law, Kiman Demalya Afra, as if it was filled up with dirt, and therefore, the heavy Kiman Diniskabi Lishbos Lamala Measara. And therefore, his being at the base of the tree is really like being 10 Tvachim above the ground where the Erev is. The Afagadi boy lemishkelelo motzi shokyo. He wouldn't be allowed to take it because that still is a Rishus HaYochid, and he technically is in Rishus HaRabim. This theoretical construct that we're doing doesn't make it that he can take it. Do'ilu Rishus HaYochid v'tach Rishus HaRabim. That doesn't change. Nevertheless, in halacha chazina lemakom shvisa. So we view his halachic place kilu hu gavoa lemeve kilu niskavi lishbos lamala. We halachically view it, according to Rava, as if the entire bottom area was filled up with dirt, and therefore he is halachically in this construct within the same area as Zerub, albeit from a pure Lamaisa point of view, he's considered still on the Rishus HaRabim ground, and he can't take it from the Rishus HaRabim, from the Rishus HaYochid area where the Erev is in the tree. Now I know this is very complicated, I hope I said it clearly. Based upon this, the Gemara says, even a bigger chiddush. If what Rav is saying is correct, then chutz libur shalir nami. Then not only if it's within the walls of the city, but even if it's outside the walls of the city. Why? Because Rav said we make this halachic construct. Kivan dama Rav, hanosin eruvo yeshlo arba amos. Because Rav also tells us, whenever you place your Erev, that area is now your base, and if it's out in a field, so that's your Dalet Amos. And that Dalet Amos, Habilu Rishus HaYochid, it is halachically viewed like it's Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid, Olul Adarakia. And this Rishus HaYochid at the base of the tree is halachically viewed like it goes up to the sky. And therefore, the Erev in the tree, which is more than 10 Tvachim of the ground, and you are considered halachically in the same area. That's what this additional Chiddush is, if you hold like Rava. Nadigmor says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Bered Rabbi Misharshi, Rabbi Yitzchak, who is the son of Rabbi Misharshi, says the following, Hocho be'ilon, hanote chutz li arba amos eskinon. The our case of the Mishnah, where we said if it's above 10 Tvachim, you can't use it, it's not a good Erev, if it's below 10 Tvachim, you can use it, is dealing with a tree where the branches go out horizontally more than 4 amos away from the base of the tree. And you can see this in diagrams that are very, very important and very helpful in the illustrated Gemara. And if you look on page 54, you can see this in diagrams starting at 161. And this particular diagram that we're looking at, 161 is the previous discussion that we've had, as to it's more than 10 Tvachim above the tree, the kikar is more than 10 Tvachim above the tree, or within 10 Tvachim. So that's diagram 161, that's everything we discussed till now. And now if you look at diagram 162, you can see the Dalet Amos underneath the tree, and you can see that the kikar is either in a location that is more than the Dalet Amos away horizontally under 10 Tvachim, or it's above 10 Tvachim. And this is, again, diagram 162 on page 54 in the Illustrated Gemara. And these are very, very good diagrams to help you understand the Gemara, which is not so simple to understand. And we turn to the Omer Aleph, Lamed Kimel Omer Aleph. V'niskabi lishmos bikara. The person again is intending that his mokum shvisa is at the base of this tree, and therefore that's in Rishus HaRabin. And if in fact the Eruv is more than 4 amos away from him, so then it no longer is accessible to him through the upper airspace of the tree that we just said, that according to Rabbah, you go all the way up, it's Rishus HaYochid. So here, the only time it's accessible would be if it was in the Rishus HaRabim, i.e. less than 10 tefachim high, and you can do pachos midalad amos to bring it to you. So that's allowed. So even though it's more than 4 amos away from you, you can bring it pachos midalad amos, and therefore the one that's less than 10 tefachim is accessible to you. But the one that's more than 10 tefachim high, so you can't bring it to you, because pachos midalad amos doesn't help you. You're going from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So even less than midalad amos, you're not allowed to do that. And it's too far away for it to be that the Rishus HaYochid goes straight up to the sky. That's why we said it's more than midalad amos away. So therefore, this is the scenario of the Mishnah. Only one problem, according to this scenario, umay lamalo, umay lamato. What does it mean exactly, above 10 tefachim, below 10 tefachim? So the Gemara says, dohadar zokif. As I pointed out, if you see this in the diagram, it branches out. It first goes horizontally, and then it goes upward in the vertical direction. Again, you can clearly see this in the diagram in 162 on page 54. So the part where it's vertical is now above 10 tefachim above the ground, and there's a branch there that it's resting on. And the first part that's horizontal, so that's below 10 tefachim above the ground. So Gemara says, but wait a second, v'hoi iboi maisilo derech olav. But wait a second, you know what he could do? If you go, and you can see this in diagram 163, if you stand at your base underneath the, at the base of the tree, and you go upwards, we said it's all Rishus HaYochid. And again, you're doing this during the Bein HaShemeshes period of time, so there's no problem with you using the tree, like Rebbe holds. So you go up to that horizontal branch, and you can see in the diagram on page 55, diagram 163, for those that have it, you're going straight up into the tree, you're now more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and you can go and bring the Erev that's in the Rishus HaYochid, 10 tefachim above the tree, you can bring it to you. So it's all above 10 tefachim, so you're going from Rishus HaYochid into technically Rishus HaYochid. Now you're actually not allowed to do it because technically you're in Rishus HaRabim. But since it's above 10 tefachim, you would be allowed to go and bring it to you, and therefore it's considered accessible to you at the base of the tree. And therefore, according to this, you could bring it via above 10 tefachim, from the base of the tree, you're 10 tefachim high, to the Erev, which is horizontally out, more than Dalet Amos away, but above 10 tefachim high. So why isn't this good? So even above 10 tefachim, it should be good. So the answer to this can be found in diagram 164, the next diagram on page 55 in the Illustrated Gemara. And that is, the Gemara says, Kishirabim Milchasvin Alav. In fact, this is another principle where if people are using the branches of the tree that's horizontal, that's less than 10 tefachim, again, it's much easier to see this in the diagram, so then, Ukid Ula, this goes like the opinion of Ula, that if they're using this branch that's less than 10 tefachim, this horizontal branch, and they're using it to put stuff on it, because you're allowed to, from the Rishus HaRabim, you're allowed to put stuff down on a platform in the Rishus HaRabim that's less than 10 tefachim tall, the Amar Ula, as Ula said, Amud Tisha Rishus HaRabim. If you have some sort of a post that's less than 10 tefachim, it's 9 tefachim tall in the Rishus HaRabim, Makasun Olav, Rabim Makasun Olav, so people go and put things on it, therefore that makes it into Rishus HaRabim. V'zorak v'nochal gabav chayiv. So therefore, if you throw something on it, it is in fact going to be a Rishus HaRabim. So now the area above that is called Avir the Rishus HaRabim. You're right, the Rishus HaRabim doesn't go above 10 tefachim. But the Avir Rishus HaRabim is a problem. And if you throw something from a Rishus HaYochid on one side of the street to Rishus HaRabim, to Rishus HaYochid on the other side of the street, and it travels through the Rishus HaRabim, we said that's a problem. And therefore, in this situation, when Rabbi Mekasun Olav, so you've actually created a Avir Rishus HaRabim in between the person who's standing in the tree, above the base of the tree, and that's his personal Rishus HaYochid, we said, but he can't go through the Avir Rishus HaRabim to get to the Kikar that's 10 tefachim above the ground. Again, very difficult to understand outside without a diagram. The Art Scroll has a little bit of a diagram that you can see in footnote number 6, but it doesn't explain it as clearly for the case that we're talking about right now, Makasvin Olav. And if you take the horizontal branch that's going across, it's less than 10 tefachim, that's where the people would put their packages down on. That's what you can see in the Illustrated Gemara in diagram number 164. So that explains it very, very well. There are also numerous diagrams on this in the Pirush Chai. These start on page 77 with diagram number 5, and they keep on going for the next omer or two. You can see this all the way up until diagram number 13, on page 79, Ayin Shan. Now the Gemara asks, what exactly is this machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim? In terms of Bein HaShmashos, Rebbe holds that if you're allowed to, it's only in Issa Darabanan, you're allowed to do it during the Bein HaShmashos. The Chachamim say, no, even in Issa Darabanan is not allowed to be done during the Bein HaShmashos. And that was used to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that says, below 10 Tfachim, the tree is accessible because there is no issur of using the tree during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. It's only the Rabbanan, which doesn't take effect until after the Bein HaShmashos is over. And yet, the Erev takes effect at the start of the Bein HaShmashos. So the Gemara says, what is this machlokus? My Rebbe, my Rabbanan. Where is the source for this machlokus? The Tanya, because it's a brisa. This brisa says, Nisano be'ilan l'mala mi'asor tvachim. If you were to put your Erev in a tree more than 10 tvachim above the ground, ein eruva Erev. The brisa says, just like our Mishnah, that it's not a good Erev. However, l'mata mi'asor tvachim, if you put it below 10 tvachim, then eruvo Erev. According to Rebbe, it would be a good Erev. However, the also litlo, you still would be allowed to take it on Shabbos because after the Bein HaShmashos period of time, so then the rabbinical prohibition does go and take effect. Again, you don't have to eat the Erev. If you want to, you can, but in this situation, you can't because it's not accessible to you once the Bein HaShmashos period of time is over. If the Erev was placed besol shlosho within 3 tvachim of the ground on the tree, then even on Shabbos, mutar litlo. Not only is it, of course, a good Erev, but here it's not considered on the tree. We have the famous rule that lavud, if something's within 3 tvachim of the ground, it's considered on the ground. I mentioned many times, this is why Ve'elim, Rachmona Litzlan, in the week of the Shiva, so they sit on low-lying chairs. They're supposed to sit on the ground, but a low-lying chair, less than 3 tvachim tall, roughly a little bit under a foot, is considered to be on the ground. So too, if the Erev was in the tree, but very, very low on the ground, within 3 tefachim of the ground, then not only is it a good Erev, but you're not even allowed to go take it on Shabbos because it's considered on the ground. Now, nisano b'chalkola utlo b'ilan. If you were to go put the Erev in a basket that you hung on the tree, now, afilu l'mala me'asar tefachim, here, in this situation, this brisa says, even if you were to hang it higher than 10 tefachim of the ground, Eruv or Erev. It would in fact be a good Erev. Divri Rebbe, only according to Rebbe. The Chacham say no. The Chacham Amrim, kol makum she'asu litlo. If you're not allowed to go and take the Erev on Shabbos, so then ain Eruv or Erev. Then, even during the Bein HaShmashos period of time, it's no good, because, again, they hold that something that's also in the Rabbanon, even during the Bein HaShmashos period of time, is Asur. So, in other words, if you can't take it on Shabbos, in other words, it's in a place where it's Asur in the Rabbanon to take it, so even during the Bein HaShmashos, it's no good. Now, let's understand this machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim to show that this is the source of this machlokus in terms of whether you can use during the Bein HaShmashos something that's also mid the Rabban. Chachamim omrim, ahai. The Chachamim say over here that kol makom shasu litlo ein eruvo erev. What are they going on? Ilema say, if they're going on the last statement with the basket, so then lema kosabi Rabban started asurin. Is this because of the principle that we had at the end of the Gemara in Shabbos, we talked about something that's using the side of a tree, is it us or not? So we said, tzidet stodin, everybody says it's good, but stodin, that was a machlokes. Now, here, it would imply that the Chachamim say that if you can't use the kikar that you put inside the basket, your erev that you put inside the basket, so it must be because stodin are no good. So then, why didn't the Gemara in Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos, tell us that? Lema kasavi rabbanan, stodin atzurin. So, obviously, that's not the reason here, because the Gemara in Shabbos didn't bring this. So, therefore, the Chachamim statement that the Erev is no good, Ella goes on the Reisha. It goes on the Reisha, which is, again, if the Erev is placed less than 10 Tvachim above the ground, more than 3 Tvachim, between 3 and 10 Tvachim above the ground, the Chachamim say it's no good, because they hold that the Issur Rabbanan takes effect during the Bein HaShmashos. Oh, this is the source of the Machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Gemara says, wait a second, Hai Ilan Hechidami, where exactly is this tree located that we have, this is the source of the machlokis? Idles be'arba, if the tree is less than arba tvachim, so then, if it's not 4x4 wide, makom p'torhu, then the tree is not considered a rishos harabim, the tree is considered a makom p'tor, and a makom p'tor, you'd be allowed to go take from, there is no issa d'oraisa here, you're allowed to go move from a makom p'tor to rishos harabim, or from a makom p'tor to rishos hayachid. And if in fact it has more than tvachim wide, so then kinesonu b'chalkala my habe. So how does putting it into a basket help out at all? If it's more than 10 tvachim high, so then it should be no good. How does putting it in a basket somehow make it good? It's a rishus hayachid in any case. So how do you explain it? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says this is how you have to understand the brisa. Reisha, the yisbear bar. In the reisha, it's talking about there is a dimension of 4x4. So the Erev in this situation isn't Rishus HaYochid, and it's an Issa D'Raisa, so that's why, even according to Rebbe, it's no good. However, Sefer, when you're dealing with the basket, the less be'arba. Here we're dealing with the tree is less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. And now the basket, the kalkola, mashlimaso li'arba, and the basket completes it. The basket, let's say, is 2.5, and the tree is 1.5. So now, altogether, it has a width of 4 by 4 tvachim. We turn to Yom Beis, and this goes Lashitas Berebi, who says that this is okay. Savalok Rav Meir, the Savalok Rav Yehuda. He combines two shitas, the shita of Rav Meir, which we learned previously, and the shita of Rav Yehuda, which we haven't learned previously, but we're going to learn now. What do we mean by this? The Rebbe says with the basket, the reason why if it's above 10 tefachim it's good, is the following. Savalok Rav Meir, he holds the famous shita of Rav Meir, which is the Omar Chokikin L'Hashlim. We had this earlier, when we had the archway, and we said, does it need a mezuzah or not? So we say, if the archway could be chiseled out, so that you actually had a vertical component that was 10 tefachim, and a horizontal component that was 4 tefachim, so then it is considered a valid archway. So Chokikin L'Hashlim, we do imagine, halachically, that you can chisel out the area, so therefore it's good. So in this situation, we're dealing here with the basket as if it's chiseling out into the tree. And you can see diagrams of this in the Pirush Chai, diagram number 16 on page 80, or you can see this even more clearly in the Illustrated Gemaras on page 56, diagram number 166. So in this situation, when you take into account Rav Meir's Shita, that we can view this basket as actually being 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, and you also hold the Savalok of Yehuda. You hold like the Shita of Yehuda. What is that Shita? That we haven't learned yet. The Omar, Be'inon Erev Agabi Mokom Arbo. An Erev has to be placed in a significant location. It has to be 4 by 4 tvachim. And here, Veleka, you don't have 4 by 4 tvachim. Therefore, by combining these two Shitas of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that's how Rebbe can come up to his conclusion that there's a unique situation here, that if the basket, which is not in and of itself, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, because of Chokin L'Hashlim, if it's above 10 tvachim, it is able to be used, because even according to Rav Yehuda, it's not considered a significant space at the bottom, it's only considered a significant space at the top. What is the Shita of Rav Yehuda? My Rav Yehuda? The Tani, that we learned in a Brisa. Rav Yehuda Omer, Noatz Kora B'Rishus HaRabim. If a person puts a post into the Rishus HaRabim, he has a beam in the Rishus HaRabim, V'niach Eruv Ola, and he puts his Eruv on top of it. Again, you can see this clearly in the diagrams in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram 167 on page 56. The Gavoa Yud, the Rach V'Dalet, if this is higher than 10 Tvachim, and more than 4 by 4 Tvachim wide, Eruv Erev. This is a perfectly good Eruv, because it is in a significant place. But if it's not considered in a significant place, it's not big enough, it doesn't have a height of 10 tvachim or a width of 4 by 4 tvachim, ein eruvo eruv. Oh, that is clearly the opinion of Yehuda. But Gemara says, wait a second, that's not right. Adirabba, who veruvo b'makom echad. If it's less than 10 tvachim tall, then it's certainly good, because both he and the eruv are in the Rishus HaRabim. So Gemara says, you're right. Elohochi komar, this is what you have to say. If it's gavoa asara, if it's more than 10 tvachim tall, this post, so then you need to have on the top an area of 4 by 4 tvachim wide. Ein gavoa asara, but if it's less than 10 tvachim tall, then ein tzarech shiyeh b'rosha arba, then you don't need 4 by 4 tvachim wide, because it's considered as if it's in the Rishus HaRabim. So this is the shita of Yehuda, that it must be significant. If it's more than 10 tvachim tall, it must be in a significant area. It's no longer in the Rishus HaRabim, so you need to have created a new significant area. It must be at least 4 by 4 tvachim wide. That is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, Kiman, the way we just explained this, that it's Rabbi with the understanding of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, so according to this, it can't be the Shita of Delo Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. This isn't in accord with another Shita, the Shita of Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. Why? The Tanya Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda Omer, because Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda says, Noatz Kone B'Rishus HaRabim, if you put a post into the Rishus HaRabim, V'niach B'Rosho Traskel, and you put on top of it a basket of some sort, V'Zorach V'Noch Al Gabav, and you threw it and landed in the basket, Chayiv, you threw from the Rishus HaRabim into this basket, which is more than 10 Tvachim tall, and it's more by 4 by 4 Tvachim wide, therefore you threw from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, you would be Chayiv. Now, according to this, Rav Yosef Yehuda, it's wide only at the top, it's not wide at the bottom. And you see that he says that it is considered something significant. So this cannot be the opinion of our Gemara, where we said that it was only wide at the top with the basket, but we don't say it goes down all the way to the bottom. Someone says, no, afilu tem Rav Yosef Yehuda. This could even go like the opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Why is that? Because Hasan Hadron Michitzasa, there you're talking about the walls with the principle of good ochis. They go all the way down because they go all the way around, and through the principle of good ochis that the walls go down. So therefore, at the bottom, you have the same mechitza as you do at the top. It's 4x4 tvachim at the top, and because of good ochis, it goes all the way down to the bottom. However, in our case, with the chokikin lahashlim basket, here, in this situation, hocha lo hadron mechitzasa, the mechitza doesn't go all the way down, because it only was 4x4 tvachim because of chokikin lahashlim. But chokikin lahashlim can't go all the way down. So here you now have going all the way down less than the required 4x4 tvachim, and that's why it's different. And that's why this could go, even according to Yosef Yehuda, because he only said that it goes all the way down when it was good ochis. And in this situation with the basket, it's not going to be good ochis. Rav Yirmiyahu now says, Shaini Kalkola. He wants to give a different understanding. He says the case of the basket is different. Why is that? Hol Yochel and Tosa. Since you could tilt the basket, and instead of it all being above 10 tvachim, you could tilt it, and it's going to be below 10 tvachim, so you could bring the food inside of it, the Erev, to underneath 10 tvachim. When you're bringing it to underneath 10 tvachim, it's now going to be accessible without being over Nisa Torah. You're using the tree? No, you're allowed to use the tree, according to Rabbi, during the Ben HaShemashah's period of time. So this is what Rav Yirmiyahu suggests. So Yosef Rav Papa was sitting with Karma Lolishmaisen. He said over this member of Rav Yirmiyahu. And on this, Esvei, the following question was raised by Rav Bar Shiva L'Rav Papa. Rav, who's the son of Shiva, says to Rav Papa, when Yontif comes out on Friday, and you want to go and make your Erev Tchumim for Shabbos, so you want to go and make sure that your Erev Tchumim is still present at the time that Shabbos starts, because otherwise you won't be able to use it. So what should you do? Ketzer Oseh, in order to make sure that you have your Erev in the right place at the start of Shabbos, Molicho Barishon, go and take it Thursday afternoon and put your Erev in the place that you want to for Yontif, to have your Tchum for Yontif, and then Umach Shivalov, stay there until it's night, and now he himself doesn't have to do this. This is a Shaliach that's doing it for him. If he himself is there, then he doesn't have to bring an Erev at all. So a Shaliach is making that to be his focal point. And Vidot Lobalo, since it's Yontif, he can go bring it back. And now on Friday afternoon, B'Sheni, if he wants to make sure that that's his place for Shabbos as well, Mach Shichvolov, he goes, sends the Shaliach to that place with the Erev, and he's in that place at the Bein HaShemashah's period of time, and he stays there, and Va'ochlo Uvalo. If he wants to, he's allowed to eat it there. He can't carry it back, because it's Shabbos now, you're not allowed to carry it. It's out in a non-enclosed area, so in Rosh Hashanah, he can't go carry it back. So if he wishes to, he's allowed to eat it right there, otherwise he can just leave it there, and he has to be there until it's nightfall. Machshiv Alav, and then if he wants to, Va'ochlo Uvalo, then he can come back home. If he wishes to, after he ate it, he doesn't have to eat it if he doesn't want to. We turn to the other mouth. But according to Rav Yirmiyahu, Amai, why does he have to go and bring the Erev there on Erev Shabbos, on Yontif Erev Shabbos? According to Rav Yirmiyahu, we say he could have tilted it, so therefore it's good. So say over here too. Neima, Kivon, D'i, boy, Amtuye, Motzi Mantile. Since if he wished to bring it there, since it's Yontif, he's allowed to carry it there, he could bring it there. That should be enough. He doesn't have to actually bring it there. He could just theoretically bring it there. According to Rav Yirmiyahu, you actually don't have to tilt it. It's good enough that you could tilt it. So it's over here. Why does he say you have to bring the Erev over there? It's enough that you could have brought the Erev over there. So it's a kasha on Rav Yirmiyahu. So Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha on Rav Yirmiyahu. Omer Rav Zeira says, Gizera Mishum Yontif Shechol Yos Acha Shabbos. No, you have to go and do this because in the other situation where Yontif comes out on Sunday, Yontif Shechol Yos Acha Shabbos, so then a person may mistakenly think that all he has to do is think to bring it over there, but on Shabbos you can't go and bring it there, so it's not enough. If we just allowed you to actually think to bring it there, that would be great for Friday Yontif for Shabbos, but it would be terrible for Shabbos to Sunday Yontif because on Shabbos, you can't bring it there. And therefore, we make you bring it there actually on Friday, even according to Rav Yirmiyahu, because of the concern that this could be a takala for when Yontif comes out on Sunday. I know this is a very complicated shir. This is a good point to stop. Mitzvah Shem, chazer it over if you can, and try to get a full understanding of this shir.